Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, July 1st, 2020. Certainty in Uncertain Times. We are certainly living in uncertain times. The pandemic has not only made us change the way we have to do life, it has created much fear, fear of the unknown future. However, the future has always been unknown to us. We are constantly faced with the vicissitudes of life. The circumstances around us are always changing. But be honest, would you really want them to remain the same all the time? That sounds pretty boring and monotonous to me. Some people adapt to transitions slower than others, if at all. I think that is primarily due to fear. Fear of what a negative circumstance may bring. I suppose the pandemic would qualify as a major negative circumstance. Of course, this worldwide hardship has affected us all differently. Nevertheless, whatever your situation, you have one who is unchanging. Instead of losing our peace during ambiguous times, we can lean on our God who has all the answers. I, the Lord, do not change, he says in Malachi 3:6. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The more uncertain we are of God, the more our anxiety. It is true that what lies ahead is uncertain to us, but it is not uncertain to Him. Let me ask you this. Are you certain that God loves you? He knows exactly what He is doing? He knows what is best for you? His grace will be sufficient no matter what you will face? You are His child, and He will provide all that you need to thrive? If not, that is where you need to start. God cannot lie or make a mistake. He is always faithful. When anxieties strike, we can choose to believe in what our unchanging God says and use them as opportunities to demonstrate our faith in Him. We can speak truth to our souls when the what-ifs hit. Then when He proves Himself faithful to us through experience, we will be more certain of our future the next time uncertainty comes. We need not worry like the world. It's wasted energy. If you're not convinced of God's faithfulness, let Him prove it to you. Take a baby step of faith by speaking the facts that you know about God, even when you feel uncertain. Then watch your doubts fly out the window as your sure God gives you a more sure faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. So until next time, my friends, I'd like to leave you with an excerpt from my latest book, The Master's Garden, where New Dawn, a very emotional climbing rose, is talking to the master gardener, to whom she belongs, about her fears.
It's just the uncertainty of what's ahead that has me so anxious, expressed the rose, trying desperately not to fret. It is true that what lies ahead is uncertain to you, but are you certain of my love for you? Are you certain that I know all things? Are you certain that I know exactly where I will place you? Are you certain that I do know what is best for you? Yes, I am certain of you, my rescuer. You have proven yourself faithful to me a million times. My wild nature still doubts, though. I want to be a rose of faith. I'm so sorry that I fail you so often. You never need to fear the unknown, New Dawn. It is not unknown to me. And since you will be with me, under my protection and care, worrying is wasted effort, which robs you of joy and peace.
Check out the link in the text for more information about my new book, The Master's Garden, An Allegory of Abiding in the Vine, a story of a fantasy world where most of the characters are plants that can talk. Don't miss out on the greatly discounted prices and the 3 free bonuses. Available on Amazon and Audible.